AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The mother of Keith Scott, a black man killed by police in Charlotte, North Carolina, is asking protesters to give up the rioting because she says it has worsened the situation. Bernita Scott Walker says a peaceful walk is fine, but the rioting and looting makes it bad for her family. This weekend's NFL game between Charlotte and Minnesota is on, despite several days of protesting a police killing in that city.
Panthers will host Minnesota Sunday after spending the week answering questions about the civil unrest in their city. Both the Panthers and Vikings will be without their top running backs. Jonathan Stewart out for Carolina with a hamstring injury. Minnesota's Adrian Peterson, a torn meniscus. The Panthers' offense is still confident they can score after hanging 529 yards and 46 points on San Francisco, despite four turnovers. The Carolina defense won't go to sleep on the Vikings. They've been especially impressed with receiver Stephon Diggs. Brett McMillan, Charlotte.
If the governor of North Carolina didn't already have enough on his plate, Pat McCrory is also dealing with major flooding.
We've had extremely serious flooding conditions in eastern North Carolina. Some of the worst flooding conditions that we've seen since Hurricane Irene.
McCrory says there have been more than 138 water rescues in and around the town of Windsor.
63 people from their homes, 61 from nursing home, 2 from a bridge, 5 actually in downtown Windsor.
A new report finds 3 businesses with outdoor areas shared by employees, customers, and breeding mosquitoes were the epicenter of the Zika outbreak in Miami's Wynwood District. Authorities in Maryland say police shot and killed a man today while investigating a bank robbery in suburban Baltimore, and that a second man was injured. Police say the man who died was the driver of a car that police had stopped while searching for robbery suspects. This is AP Radio News. Marriott Hotels has leaped over Hilton with its purchase of the Starwood Group.
With the completion of its $13 billion purchase of Starwood Group, Marriott has 30 hotel brands. One out of every 15 hotel rooms in the world is a Marriott brand. CEO Arnie Sorensen says this is a great time to be in the hotel business, in part because of a growing middle class around the world.
You've got this new group of hundreds of millions of people who want to see the places that they've read about.
The merger combines Marriott's Courtyard and Ritz-Carlton, among others, with Starwood, Sheraton, W, and St. Regis. Sorensen says one of the last details of the merger was syncing up the two companies' rewards programs. Warren Levinson, New York.
Stocks closed the week moderately lower on Wall Street after 3 days of gains. The Dow Jones lost 131 points. The S&P 500 shed 12. And the NASDAQ Composite Index lost 34 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.